Bibles and go to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. Sure is good to be in God's house tonight, amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter number 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 14, and then I'm going to make some comments on these verses that God's laid upon my heart tonight. I hope they'll be an encouragement to you. God's really been speaking to me as I was preparing this, and I feel confident this is what the Lord wants me to share. Luke chapter number 2, we'll read verses 1 through verse number 14. The Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for your goodness. And God, thank you for allowing us to be in your house tonight. God, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word. And God, I pray that you'd help me as I do. God, I thank you for this Christmas story that we've just read. God, I'm thankful that it's not just a story, but it's a reality. God, I pray tonight as I share your word, Lord, that you would encourage someone, help us tonight, God, from your word, and have your way in this service and every part of it. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. As I said, I want to be an encouragement to some folks tonight. As I was reading over chapter 2 of Luke, Pastor told me to share from this tonight. There was a certain thing that just really jumped out at me this year, and I want to share it with you tonight, and I hope that it'll be an encouragement. I want to highlight a couple things from this account in Luke. Now, I want to say this from the start. I'm not out to start a theological debate tonight, okay? And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the providence of God. And as I read Luke chapter number 2, I can't help but see the providence of God in Luke chapter number 2. And as I said, I'm not out to start a debate about providence or the sovereignty of God, but I would like to point out some areas in this account where we no doubt see God's providence. And there may be someone in the room tonight and you would say, well, Brother David, I don't even know what the word providence means. And you know, since I'm preaching tonight, the providence really is only used once or twice in the Bible, I believe, and it's not really used about God. Once it's used about man in the book of Acts, but this was a good definition I read about providence. I read a couple definitions, and I want to share them with you, and then I want to get right into the thoughts that God's given me. Some people say this, that providence is to see ahead, right? The word pro, it means before, and the word video, we get the word to see. And so some people say that providence means to see before, to see ahead. Others say that it means this. They don't say that it's to see ahead, but they say it is to see to it. To see it and make it happen, right? I read this and I liked it. I like what one man said. He said it's God's power to provide or perform for his purpose. Did you get that? It's God's power. I'm talking about the providence of God, right? It's God's power to perform God's power to perform or to provide for his
purpose, right? And as I look into this story tonight, I hope that you understand what I mean. I think we see the providence of God in the story in Luke chapter number 2. The first place I think we see God's providence is in the timing. I want you to look at this. We see God's providence in the timing. That is, God's power to perform His purpose, right? In the timing of this story here. Look in Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, and it came to pass in those days. God wanted us to know that it was a certain day that this came to pass. It came to pass in those days. There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And then in verse number 2 it says, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. You see, it's an exact time when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. He's narrowing it down for us, right? Kind of like you could say today, we could use a governor here in a couple weeks, or even I guess I could say it now, in the time that Governor Youngkin was in office, right? So he says when when Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, was in office, right? So the time, and we see God's providence of time. It says in those days. It says when Cyrenius was governor. And then verse number 5, it says this. It says to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, and it says that her being great with child. You see the timing here? God is very clear about the timing that these things happened. And so I see in this story the providence of God in the timing. It's very clear that all of this happened in a very distinct and exact time. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says it like this. It says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, right? God sent forth His Son in the fullness of time. You see, God had a time. And in God's providence in this story, we see God's providence in the timing. God sent forth His Son right on time, right when the world was ready. That's when God sent forth His Son in the fullness of time. And you see, I said I want to be an encouragement to you tonight. To me, that's an encouragement. You know what that tells me? God's always on time. God is always on time. You see, I think about Esther in the book of Esther, how that Mordecai, when Esther was made queen, right? Mordecai come to Esther and he said, Esther, maybe God puts you here for such a time as this, right? In the providence of God, maybe in God's power, God puts you right in this place for a certain purpose. Right? I think about Joseph in the Old Testament, how that God, no doubt God, now Joseph's brethren thought that they did it, and maybe Potiphar thought that he did it, and maybe Pharaoh thought that he did it. But if you read the story, there's no doubt who did it. God did it. God put Joseph down in Egypt for such a time as this to save his family from a famine. You see, that is the providence of God. And in this story in Luke chapter number 2, as we celebrate Christmas this year, I just want to remind you that our God is providential. Our God is in control. Our God has power, and our God can perform exactly what He wants to do according to His purpose. The story of Christmas ought to remind us of that. See, I want to encourage you tonight because we're living in a time that's like no other time. Now I realize this world has seen some terrible times. I know this world has seen some wicked times, but you see, the time in which we're living, obviously we think is the worst time, right? But I just want to remind you tonight, just as God was in control in that time, can I tell you, God is in control in this time. God is in control. You see, the providence of God, God is always in control. God's time is always right. I thought about Joseph, I talked about Esther, I think about Moses, I think about David, I think about Gideon, I think about all Daniel and all them Old Testament characters. I think about my own life, how that God so many times in my life has come through right on time, right? Just when I needed Him, God showed up. God was provident in my life. And can I tell you tonight, there's no doubt as I look around this room, there's some folks that God has been provident in your life. God's power to perform His purpose, right? God's power to perform His or provide for His purpose. We see it in this story. I want to encourage you tonight as we come to an end of 2021. I just looked at the clock and I was dead wrong on what time it was, Pastor. I don't know how to read a clock, evidently. I meant to bring my watch up here so I could set the time. I thought I had till 10 tell, but I'm not nowhere near. I don't have that long. I was looking at the wrong hand on the clock, right? So I have no idea when I got up here. But look, let's just say this. Hey, God, I want to encourage you tonight as 2021 comes to an end. Can I tell you, 2020 was a crazy year. 2021 was a crazy year. But can I tell you, it didn't catch God by surprise. God's not surprised by 2020. God's not surprised by 2021. And can I tell you, if Jesus tarries for about another 6 or 7 or 8 days, God's not going to be surprised for what 2022 holds, because God is in control and God is providential and God has power to perform His purpose. That ought to encourage you tonight. You see, you look around this world and you think, man, it's a terrible time and things are going crazy and this world's coming unglued. I got good news for you tonight. Hey, God was providential in Luke chapter number 2, and God is providential in 2022. Amen. God is providential. God's providence in the time. And number 2, God's providence in the taxing. Look at it in chapter number 2. Verse number 1, it says this: and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Sounds a lot like our day. Verse 2, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Cyrenius must have been a Democrat. No, I'm just playing. Hey, Cyrenius was the governor of Syria, right? And then verse 3, it says, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Joseph went up into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David. And look at verse 5, it says, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. I see in this story, I see 4 times in the first 5 verses, the word taxing or taxed. And so I see the providence of God in the taxing. You say, how do you see that, Brother David? The Bible says in verse number 1, it came to pass that in those days there went out a decree from who? Caesar Augustus. You see, Caesar Augustus thought he was in control. Caesar Augustus thought he was calling the shots. That ought to encourage us tonight. Can I tell you, I don't think I need to say this, but I'm going to say it. I hope I don't lose nobody here. Joe Biden's not in control. Now, you ought to be able to just look around and tell that. But I'm talking about, even if he was in control, he's not in control. The CCP, the communist, the Chinese Communist Party, can I tell you, I know that internet and Facebook and Twitter and all those places want to make you believe that the CCP is in control, but can I tell you tonight, hey, the CCP is not in control. Can I tell you tonight, the Kremlin is not in control. Can I tell you tonight that the globalists, though they may think that they're in control, they're not in control tonight. Fauci's not in control. Soros isn't in control. The Gates are not in control. The NWO is not in control. The UN is not in control. You want to know the NWO, the New World Order, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. There's all kinds of theories out there of who's in control. But I'm here to debunk every one of those theories tonight. In Luke chapter number 2, God was in control. And in 2021 and 2022, God is still in control, brethren. He's still providential. He's still in control. He's still on the throne, and He's still able to perform whatever He wants to perform according to His purpose. That's providence. I see the providence of God in the taxation. You see, we're living in a time where it looks like COVID and lockdowns and restrictions and vaccines and passports and passes and all this stuff. It looks like somebody else is in control. But I'm glad to report to you tonight, hey, they're not in control. God's in control. That ought to encourage us tonight. The Christmas story ought to remind us that there's a God in control. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Can I report to you tonight that when the fullness of time is come again, God is going to send forth His Son, and He's going to say, hey, Son, go down there and straighten that mess out. Get My children, bring them home, and straighten that world out in the fullness of time. God's in control. That's the providence of God. I see it in the time, and I see it in the taxation. And then last, and I'm done, I see it in the tidings. I see it in the tidings. Verse number 8 says this: and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the flock, keeping a watch over their flock by night in the field. I got this small print Bible. And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Fear not. Can I tell you, that's the message tonight, Brother Brian. Fear not. Fear not. Everywhere we look, fear. 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 Can I tell you, the message of Christmas is fear not. Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings. See the providence of God in the tidings. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. I like this. He said, is born unto you a Savior. He said, is born unto you a Savior, which is Christ. That means the Messiah. He said, Christ the Lord. That's good tidings. Can I tell you the providence of God? I see the providence of God in these tidings. You say, how do you see them in the tidings, Brother David? Well, I see it because back in Genesis, I'm talking about all the way back in the garden when man sinned, right after man sinned, God came into the garden and he said, hey, he told the serpent, he said, down on your belly you shall go. He said, one day the seed of the woman is going to thump your head. He said, you'll thump his heel, but he's going to thump your head. Can I tell you, that's that seed right there. That's that seed. That's that seed that Genesis chapter 3 was talking about. That's that seed that Isaiah was talking about in Isaiah chapter number 9 when he said, for unto you is born a child, right? A Savior, a Counselor, Wonderful, a Mighty God, a Prince of Peace, a Counselor. That's him right there. That's the providence of God in this seed. That's the seed that Abraham was promised. That's the seed that Isaac was promised. That's the seed that Jacob was promised. That's the seed that David was promised. That's the seed that the Jews were promised. Can I tell you, that's the seed that the world was promised. That is the seed of a woman that is born of God. That's the providence of God in the tidings. You see, that angel came and said, we got good news. We got some good tidings for you. What is it? It's the fact that the seed of the woman has come. The Messiah has come. Jesus has come. Christ has come. The Lord has come. That's the providence in the story of Luke. God's power to provide for his purpose. The providence of God. That ought to encourage us tonight. I'm encouraged by the fact that God is providential. God's in control, brethren. If you stepped into this building tonight, I'm done. I'm going to pray and I'm going to get out of the way. If you stepped into this building tonight and you're concerned and you're worried and there's fear in your heart, I got a message for you. Fear not. God's in control. That same God that was providential in Luke chapter number 2 is providential tonight. He's got the power to perform his purpose in your life and in mine. That's our God. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for your goodness. God, I pray you'd bless the remainder of this service tonight. God, help us, Lord. Help us to just rejoice, God, to rejoice in your providence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.